Now, I want you to listen because this is the Lord trying to bring us somewhere. We talked about last Sunday the master class of the supernatural. And it actually, the master class of the Holy Spirit in and on the supernatural. Okay. Now I want you to get something else here before we read. I don't know. You need to write this. I need to say it again, I guess. I don't know. Stand connected to your God-given supernatural rights. Stand connected to your God-given supernatural rights. Now, just off, when I said that, Jesus reminded me of the 15th chapter of John, talking about the vine and the branches. You say if you disconnect, he can't help you, but if you stay connected, you'll bring forth fruit. And then in the seventh verse, he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you don't have to pray about it. Just say it. Make a demand on it. It's rightfully yours. So in Matthew chapter 6, I want you to read with me a few verses. The verses build to what God wants. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10. Ready? Go ahead. In earth as it is in heaven. Uh-huh. That will not happen automatically. Okay? Then you go, I want you to go with me to the 13th verse now. And I'll read the first part. No, read the latter part where it begins right after evil. Fall. Now, there's three dimensions there we're reading. Three dimensions. You got to be aware of realms, dimensions, and levels. You got to be aware of that. There's different realms. You got to know what realm you're in, dimensions, and there are different levels that we have to understand, all right? Now, I want you to read Ephesians 1 now, Ephesians 1, 3, because I'm working on something here. Ephesians 1, 3, and we're going to sit down in a few minutes. Ephesians 1, 3, you ready? No, you're not there yet. You're not that fast. Ephesians 1, I said some of y'all got the computer, though. Y'all hitting that button, that's what y'all doing. Ephesians 1, 3, great, read it. Blessed be to God. Now, I want to remind you, in that one verse, God is in that verse, the Father is in that verse, the Holy Spirit is in that verse, Jesus is in that verse, heaven is in that verse. And because you're in Christ, you're in God, you're in the Father, you're in heaven. You understand what I'm saying? It's talking about you. Now, look what it said. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, a little child is going to be able to keep up with me today if you just listen. And you're going to have childlike faith in order to walk in the things of God. Because when we get adults, you can't be taught this. You got to be a child. You got to humble yourself. Now, in Acts 9:31, how do we get here? We see places in the Bible, but we need to have life lesson to show us how to get there. My good teacher, Charles Stanley, he teaches life lessons, and that's so important. I noticed a lot of Bible story be told from the pulpit, and what Abraham did, what did, but what I do, right. I live on Main Street. I don't live in Jerusalem. Right. So the Bible, to really teach the Bible, you have to have a life lesson that you can apply to your life now. How did the church, 9:31 now. I'm going to read this myself. You just listen. Then had the churches rest. Oh, how we need rest. Throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. And were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Were multiplied. You see that? You really see that? All right, you may be seated. I'm going to tell you something as soon as you be seated. For the function in the supernatural, or stay connected to the supernatural, three things have to happen. Number one, you're going to have open heavens. And you find all three of them in Matthew 3, 16 and 17. Secondly, you're going to have the Holy Ghost present. And thirdly, you're going to have to be able to hear the voice of God. Those three things. You get those in Matthew 3, 16 and 17 at Jesus' baptism. Okay? To enjoy the blessings of God as we are enjoying now, and we enjoy when we minister to these people and saw supernatural things happen. Turn to Romans 14. Let's break these three rims down to a little bit. Kingdom citizenship. Kingdom citizenship. What should be happening? If I have kingdom citizenship, what should be happening in my life? Do it make a difference? And so Romans 14 reveals something about the kingdom. If you're a Bible student, you know where I'm going. If you're not a Bible student, just hang on. I'm going to help you be one. In Romans 14, 17. Now, here's what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Here's what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. He said, let them look at Matthew 4, 4 to get a better understanding of this. So it's a whole Romans 14, 17. Go to Matthew 4, 4. It's a kindred scripture, and it's bringing you from one dimension to another. In Matthew 4, 4, it says, but he answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's two different dimensions. That's the natural dimension and the supernatural dimension. When you get to the word of God, you get into the realm of the supernatural. Spiritual matters start taking place. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. You see, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. And what happened is, you got to follow me this morning. What happened, that spirit and life that is in the word connect you with Romans 8, 2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. But you can't get connected to that law without the word. The spirit and life is in the word that take you to operate in that spirit. It's a spiritual law, you see. Huh? Now, when it said Jesus answered, said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, we're talking about being connected to the supernatural, right? All right, now, when you go back to Romans, now you see that matches 4:4 and Romans 14 and 17 is practically saying the same thing. On one side of the ledger is the natural. On the other side of that verse is the supernatural. Turn to Romans 14, 17. You see it? One side is the natural. Now, I thank for Kosele Masha. I thank for Rabashake. I thank for Lord Masana. I think for a long time the church been on the wrong side of the verse. Because to go on the other side, you have to listen at me, listen at me, listen at me, listen at me. Sometimes stand in mid-air.
Yes, sir.
Everything gone gone to pot around you, but you're still standing. Yes. Still trusting. Yes. Still believing. Yes. And still full of joy. Yes. I was listening to a prophet the other day, and one of the things he said, he says, you have to be pre-programmed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, when the word pre-program you, you don't react. You respond. Right. And so many times God have prearranged and pre-programmed you for a miracle. But when you get in a problem, you panic. We have to stop panicking on God and operate in precious faith. Now, your kingdom citizenship is a spiritual citizenship. It's not a physical, fleshly, reasoning, feeling, emotional, performance, entertainment relationship. It's a relationship in the spirit. You have to be led by the Holy Ghost. That's king. That's why Jesus told us in Matthew 6:33. Remember what he told us? Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Seek you first the kingdom of God. How to operate under spiritual law in faith. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about 2 Corinthians 4:13. We all having the same spirit of faith. Say spirit of faith. Say spirit of faith. All right, now, notice here in Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So it's talking about the physical. See? But it's in another dimension. What dimension? But righteousness. And peace. And what else? Joy in the Holy Ghost. So, in your kingdom citizenship, listen, no matter what happened, be on the right side of this verse. Don't let nothing steal your joy. Let nothing steal your peace. And stand up in your righteousness. And you will win every time. I don't care how you feel. I don't care who against you. I don't care how you look. I don't care how long it been. It ain't over. Till you win. That's the way the supernatural functions. So your kingdom citizenship puts you in a category to see things out of the ordinary. Are you still with me? All right, now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. It says something else again now. So you have a good understanding and won't run around guessing who I am in Christ. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God, and I have certain, watch what I'm about to say now, certain divine rights that belong to me. You hear me? Yes. Certain divine rights that belong to me. And so the Lord keep telling us stuff. He keep telling us in 1 Corinthians 4:20, look what he said about the kingdom now. Y'all got this in your Bible? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in what?
Power.
Power. Power. What do you mean? It can override everything this system offer, everything Satan try to do to you, your enemy. The kingdom of God has power to override everything that come up against you. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I want you to remember that. Turn to the verse if you need to when time get rough. Remember that I spoke this to you. Behind Apostle Paul, that the kingdom of God has power. That means you become to the point that you have no limit. If you believe this, your limit days are over. Your kingdom's citizenship is so powerful. But you have to understand it to operate in the supernatural. Operating in another realm. I told you realms, levels, and dimensions, right? Now, so that's, we looked at the kingdom Let's look at power for a few minutes. Thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You got to know those three dimensions. Power. I love this verse because this verse makes me think about 1 Corinthians 2, but it's 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5. We have to make these verses come alive in our lives. Are you here? And if you're in the right place with the right gospel being preached. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. There it is again. But also in power and in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And in much assurance. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Power. Holy Ghost, much assurance. You got to have that to operate in the supernatural. It comes out of the gospel. I tell you what, it come out. I'm going to show you the finished work of Christ in one verse. And to help you. I'm going to show you how to wrap the finished work of Christ. The Holy Ghost said, I'm going to show you the finished work of Christ in one verse. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Look at verse 2. That's the finished work right there in verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross. See, he was pre-programmed for the cross. See, why do you think you come to church? You come to church to get pre-programmed for what's going to happen to you. You'll be ready when it comes. You can't get ready after it comes. So you come here and you get a word in your heart. Then something comes you can't handle. Say, I know who that is. Bam! Pull that scripture out. Sword of the Spirit. Bam! It's over. So that's what you should be doing. I can't, there's another word I need to think of, but you pre-program. When you come here, what we're doing is pre-programming you for the days to come. But we're pre-programming you in the now so the day can't ever slip up on you. See, you get pre-programmed. I'm here now. When sickness comes, I'm already healed. Financial shortage comes, say, oh no, money coming. Already got money. Money following me. Look at it. That's the finished work of Christ. What it says? Now, you got to have some joy set before you for the problem come. So you don't have to look at the problem. You don't have to look at the situation. You got your joy already. So your joy is going to take you through the problem. His joy unspeakable, read in Romans, and full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. So that joy unspeakable, full of glory, when the problem comes, you already pre-programmed. Not to associate with the problem. You know you're headed to the solution because you got the solution already. That verse teaches you how to live in the finished work of Christ. Amen. I see half of y'all don't see it. The whole deal in that one verse, y'all don't see it. The whole deal is in that one verse. Tell you what to do. He said, let nothing distract you. I like what the Amplified Bible said. Let nothing distract you from Jesus. And I'm going to add on to the Amplified Bible because it's not big enough. Did you get that? Let nothing distract you from Jesus because it's not big enough to handle you in Jesus. And so when it's pressing you, you have to always know what we said last week, we look not at things that are seen, but things that are seen are temporary. But we look at things that are not seen for the eternal. And I told you have to do that. You have to do it by faith. Amen. Amen. Talk up. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to get this in y'all one way or the other. Yep. I might come in here with a crowbar one day. Luke 10. I think it's Luke 10, 19. I got that up top. Luke 10, 19. Behold, I give you power. Huh? Huh? Before he gave you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Do you know how? Huh? Down in the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And you can go, you know, you can go all over the Bible, talk about power, you know. But I'm just saying, he said, but you shall receive power, Acts 1 and 8, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The power is there. So look at somebody, tell them, power available. And I want you to tell them, the problem is you're not using it at all. Just tell them. Don't be scared of them. Now, here's where we fail to operate in the supernatural a lot of time. When we get down to the glory part, I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 3:18, and I'm going to give you some life lessons. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Go there. I won't go in a minute. We're going to the glory now. We've got to know these three dimensions. So I have to know these three dimensions. Say it. Now, I'm just giving you a starter. You can go in the Bible. If you're a Bible student, you can find a lot. You look up the kingdom, and you follow the kingdom, and you follow the power, and you follow the glory. You'll see a lot of things, but I'm getting you started, all right? All right, we talk about glory here in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are chained into the same image from glory to glory, and even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, see, it's done by the Spirit of the Lord, right? Now, turn to James chapter 1. If you don't feed your spirit, if you don't look in the mirror right, you're going to forget what you look like. And Satan going to show you another mirror. He's been getting away with that, but he's not going to get away with that here no more. You have to stop. See, when you look in the mirror of the word, you see your image in God. When you look in the word, God come out the mirror and become you. You know, you look in the mirror, you see the reflection, you see what color suit you got on, what color dress you got on. But this mirror is different. When you look in the word as the mirror, it shows you your godness, your Christ-likeness. So you see your image. In the spirit. You look in a natural, you look in a natural mirror, you see your image in the physical. When you're looking in the word, oh my God. When you're looking in the word of God, you see your image of God likeness. Or the image of God, because likeness on the outside, image on the inside. So every time, how many Christians I got now? I'm going to say it the way I need to say it to make you. Every time the devil whoop your tail is because you didn't take time to look in the mirror long enough. And then when you left the mirror, see, when they leave the mirror, and I looked in the mirror before I come out here, you know, I straightened my tie. Well, you got some confidence once you look in a natural mirror. And I mean, things don't just jump out of place. I mean, you know, so you pretty well know. Sometimes you see people dressed, you don't know if they look in the mirror. I just couldn't pass that one up. Who let him out the house? When you look in the mirror of the word, you're looking at, watch this now. Lord help me now. You're looking at the supernatural you. Because the word, you listening? Yes, the word has your supernaturalness in it. And when you plug into the word right, you Clark Kent coming out the boot. You remember? That's ahead of somebody. You remember Superman, right? Yeah, some of y'all don't remember. Y'all got a fake Superman. They got, so we had a real Superman. Y'all got a Superman where they can put that, some kind of stuff they put on it. What? Kryptonite. Our Superman, you couldn't put that on him. Kryptonite, man, Clark Kent, we eat kryptonite. You can't have a Superman that's something stop his superness. Don't laugh too loud. Whoa, I just saw something. Don't laugh too loud. You Superman. And so there's nothing the devil can do to stop you. I don't want this Superman here, this Superman there with this stuff. I want the Superman who and give me an imagination that there's somebody who can't be stopped. I'm building you up now because I'm about to show you something in the Word. You know the scripture, but you about to show see because you look at it, and then you go line the road and forget who you are. And put up with some junk. Put up with lack. Put up with confusion that you know don't have no authority over you. Well, amen. I'm tired of religion. Religion is about God. I'm ready for God now. Huh? Theology is about God. Now look what the scripture said in James 1:21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man, beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goes his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Notice, didn't it, the Bible say a natural man, like a natural man. So he's trying to tell us I'm talking about a spiritual man. Because a natural man can't look in this mirror. You got to qualify to look in this mirror. Y'all just settle down. I'm going to teach you, you know, the emotionalism. Just set your emotionalism up. Because just listen. Because we ain't walking the supernatural enough. And we've been jumping, running around here, broke, sick, mad, divorced, and all kind of other stuff. So we just got to stop this mess and get this word down in our spirit so every household can be a winner. Look at this. Look what the Spirit of God is proving to us now. Verse 23. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goes away and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. But notice verse 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word, that's the mirror, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful year, but a doer of the work, this man shall be what? Wow. So the supernatural is pertaining to spiritual matters in the realm of the supernatural. All spiritual matters function in the realm of the supernatural. You must keep your eyes on Jesus at all times. If you're going to function in the supernatural. Now, listen at this. I know the Lord told me this. I said, my goodness, that's what we've been missing at. Hearing comes first before you can see. Not thought you heard. Not thought I heard. No, hearing in the Bible means having an understanding what was said. And we're talking about different dimension of talking. We're not talking about 4 and 4 is 8 no more. And when God speak, he operates from a different system. So you can't calibrate miracles. You can't calibrate the supernatural. You can't... The supernatural cannot be stunted. You don't have to grunt when you're working in the supernatural. It's easy. Are you following me? So the reason you haven't been seeing a lot of things, you didn't hear it when it was said. So, see, like the Bible says, so the faith come by hearing, and hear by the word of God? So seeing come by hearing the word of God. Seeing in the spirit realm. You got to hear first. Then you see. People trying to see for the hear. So that's why they quote scriptures and the enemy don't pay them no mind. Because you don't know what you're talking about with your crazy self. You don't even know what the devil said. You don't even know the voice yourself. See? You're quoting it. You memorize it. But you haven't heard. The hearing presents the life of the word. The hearing presents the spirit of the word. Well, then it satisfies your appetite. It hits your spiritual digestive system. And it become a part of your being. Amen. Talk to me here. So hearing come first, then you may see. So the way to look at Jesus is to hear him and obey him. Or you'll never see him. Matthew 13:9. Y'all slow. I got to go back and get my Bible. Now, this is a statement here. This. Oh, what are you talking about here? This is beyond the natural here. Because if the person next to you got in the ear, look and see. Pull your hat back. You got your ear under that? Wait. Jesus. What are you talking about, boy? Who has ears to hear? Let him hear. What? The person next to you got in the ear? Look at him. Girl, you ain't look to see the man got ears next to you. I'm going to say something to help you understand what I'm saying. That person second to you with them ears, it don't mean a doggone thing. Unless they yield. I'll give you a scripture. Turn to Proverbs 4.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God. Proverbs 4:20.
Yes, sir.
See?
Oh, my God.
See? Having ears. And my son? Pay close attention when I'm talking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
pay, attend to my word. Yes. He didn't just say read it, memorize it.
No,
that's back to James. Hearing and doing.
That's right.
Hearing and obeying. My son, attend to my word. Look what he said. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Hearken. Hearken means listening with the intent to do. Say that. Listening with the intent to do. Well, you know you can't do it if you're not listening. And if you don't understand it, you can't do it. Give me the next verse there of that. That's so wonderful. Verse 20. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? Tell me the next verse. Why? For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh.
I believe that with all my heart.
So that's why I'm trying to
come on, Pastor.
That's why I'm trying to bring this ministry to a place of transition that this word will have more value. Yes, and that we can work this word and that we can have what the word says we can have. But we can't have it without the supernatural. We got an enemy. We got an enemy working the supernatural. Satan. So we got to be hiding him. That's why you got that law in Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is a supernatural law. So you have to have the word. You have to know the Holy Spirit. You have to know how to operate with the gifts of the spirit. You have to know how to be led by the spirit. You have to know that when things look wrong, the spirit bears witness that everything is all right. Everything looked wrong, but the Spirit, Romans 8:16, the Spirit is bearing witness with your spirit that everything is all right. Sometime, God permits some things to come in your life to change your course. Watch, even to change your level. Let me say it away. Let me say it down where you get it. Change your level of living. You look like you're going under, but it's a place that God hiding you till he can promote you. Nothing, listen to me, nothing ever looked bad in the supernatural. If you understand the supernatural, you know that something super going to happen to get me out of this. I don't serve a Superman. I serve a super God, a super Jesus, and a super Holy Spirit, and I'm in a super kingdom, and I'm operating with a super word. Hallelujah. So that call on Sunday, that what you're dealing with, God sent you here. That what is your greatest nightmare going to turn into your greatest glory. That's why I'm walking through this with you, you see. That you can have something. I'm going to jump to some life lesson in a few minutes. All right, here's a life lesson. Here's what, I know I left the scripture in 13. It's talking about the ears and stuff. You read it. I'm going to give you some life lessons because my time ran out. The position that the Holy Spirit is putting you in now, when we talk about staying connected to the supernatural, is exposing, overcoming facts, what you can see, feel, and reason by the spiritual. Or by the supernatural. Let me say it again. Here, the life lesson you learn, the scriptures that we have read, and the things you go back over, learn how to look in the mirror and see who you really are, is exposing, overcoming facts. Really a fact. What you can see, feel, and your reading is in agreement with it by the supernatural. You overcome it. Even though it's a fact, but truth changed fact.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
All right. And when you're dealing with physical fact, and a person know how to bring up supernatural fact, it overrule the physical fact. So it's nothing in here you're going through. I don't care if you're lonely, you're by yourself. I don't care what it is. Nothing you're going through that God can't handle. In operating, Leroy, in operating in the supernatural, you got to be set to call things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
You got to call it.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm doing up there calling it.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You got to be set. You got to trust God enough to call thing, that scripture, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then after you call it, you got to be fully persuaded.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That what he has promised, he's also able to perform it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
Look at Romans 4:17.
Yes, sir.
You got to operate like God.
Yes.
You call things that be not as though they were.
Yes.
That's supernatural talk.
Yes, sir.
Then the 21st verse says, I'm fully persuaded.
Yes,
what he has promised, he's also. Come on, lock the two together.
On,
I call it and I'm persuaded.
Yes.
I call it and I'm persuaded.
Yes.
Notice what I didn't say. I'm not going to discuss it with my ugly cousin who don't believe what I believe, because
yes,
they're going to just put doubt in my pocket. I call it.
I'm
persuaded.
I'm persuaded
that what he promised.
What he promised.
Can he do it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all believe he can do it?
Yes, sir.
You see that scripture?
Yes, sir.
Here's what God wants you, what happened to you. Here's another one. Experiencing a divine makeover in the midst of an attack that seemed like it's about to take you over. It's a life lesson. Experiencing a divine makeover in the midst of an attack that seemed like it's about to take you over. First Chronicles 16 and 9, I think it is. First Chronicles 16, that's a voice? First Chronicles 16 and 9, that's the right voice? Come on, I'm a scripture man. That's the right voice? How you know what I'm looking for? 16 and 9. Is it got 16 and 9? That's it? Or is it second 16 and 9? Second? Second 16 and 9. Give me second Chronicles 16 and 9. That's a good one to shout all right that old. Now, let me read this to you again. Now, hold that voice there. Let me read it. Here's your life lesson. Experiencing a divine makeover in the midst of an attack that seemed like it's about to take over. All right? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Now, you don't want to go to the other part. So, what am I saying? What you are going through, the attacks that is on your life in any area, you listening? Yes. Could be a divine makeover. Yes.
Oh, my God. Come on now. I'm listening.
God moving you from where you are to another level in his grace and his goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So,
never fall down and give up. That just came up in my spirit. Never fall down and give up.
That's good, Pastor.
Now, in order to operate in the supernatural, here's another lesson you got to learn. I'll close in a minute. You have to enter into a position where God can keep his hand on you at all times. Now we're talking about holiness, sanctification, living right, you know, because God ain't going anywhere with you. Some of these places you go on your own. He loves you, you know, he's omnipresent, but he hates sin. Here's another life lesson. God just started speaking to me about things. He says, being exposed to a submarine anointing, knowing how to emerge deeper into the presence of God. Go die. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen, no ears heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them to love him. But the Spirit revealed. Now look what the Spirit doing in that 10th verse. Look at the Spirit. Reveal what?
The deep thing.
You see, there's a sub. I never heard this. A submarine anointing. Dive, dive, dive. Some of the boys been in the Navy and stuff. That ship start going down. That ship start going down. They start slapping things together. Boy, we better go down here now.
Thank you, Lord.
That's in anointing, there are places you can go too deep for Satan. What? If you start submerging in anointing and mess around and hit blood, he can't come now. You going down, you hit grace, he can't go there. Peace, enter the fruit of the Spirit, enter the gifts of the Spirit. They're not for him. So here, I'll announce a submarine anointing on you this morning. I never read that in no book, nowhere, nothing. I just all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost said, a submarine anointing. I know what a submarine. He said, yeah, go deeper. So when you, oh my Lord, I'm about to cuss you. When you hassle with that bastard spirit, go deeper. Yeah, leave the red off. Where she went? It's biblical because here this boy preaching in the desert, baptized that treasurer, and all of a sudden flew off. End up in another city. Paul said, and a lot of y'all better understand this, you get scary, but Paul says, I'm not there in physical, but I'm with you in the spirit. Yeah, I go to some of your house sometime. Now, watch what you're saying about me. I'll be upset about that. I said, I'm answering myself. What you saying? Now I got to pray for you to come through now. This spirit world is real. Now, listen. I'm going to give you one or two more. Eating the word. Eating the word. Everybody say eating the word. You know you can eat the word, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why he said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds. You mean you eat it.
Yes, sir.
Eating the word and yielding to the spirit will keep you synchronized with heaven's will at all times. That's where you want to be. I want to be in agreement. I want to be synchronized. I want my heart to beat with God's heartbeat. Are you following me? And so that's back to John 6:63. I want you to look at it because y'all don't know what that voice said. John 6:63.
Yes, sir.
Come on, quick, come on, move, 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 move. Hey, my goodness. Hey, my goodness. You're diving too deep for the devil. Now you learn how to eat the word and yield to the spirit, and it keep you synchronized. Y'all know what the word synchronized mean, right? Huh? Yeah, rhythm. Beat. Time. Synchronized with heaven and will at all times. So that the flesh profit is the spirit that quicker the flesh profit nothing. The word that I speak to you, there's spirit and life. You see that, right?
Yes,
all right. Now I'm going to pronounce something on you now. I saw you, boy. I saw you in the back of the mirror. I'm going to pronounce something on you. I mean, in other words, I'm declaring this over you.
Yes,
enlargement of life is approaching you rapidly.
Come on, Dad.
Come on.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, man. Come on, man. I'm a quit, man. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready. One more time. Y'all ain't ready for this, man. Y'all ain't even listening at me. Listen, I'm pronouncing this over you apostolically. This is what dropped in my spirit. The Lord, matter of fact, my secretary got it in bold writing because she knew that was a pronouncement I was going to make. How many of y'all believe in God for something? How many of y'all expecting more out of life? Here it comes. Enlargement of life is approaching you rapidly. Write that down. Write it down. Write the date about it. Come back and tell me about it. I'm going to read this now to you. Being excited by the Lord as he brings you into high places, separating you that you may hear and see things in the spirit world. Being excited by the Lord as he brings you to high places, separating you that you may hear and see things in the spirit world. And that's, you want scripture? Matthew 17:1-9. That's on the Mount of Transfiguration. I don't have time to preach that today, but something happened up there. They were able to see. Oh, my, they didn't saw you. They were able to see. Jesus took them. All right, Jesus said, let me take you a little higher now. You've been around. I'm going to take you a place where something's going to happen that you're not going to be able to explain. That should be almost a daily thing with us or a weekly thing. Things happen. I've had many things happen in my life. Good things I'm talking about. I mean, people talk about bad stuff. Good things happen in my life. I can't figure to explain it. You see, I was taken up on that mountain. You should every now and then be took up on that mountain. You should have things. You should every now and then have things happen to you that you almost can't tell nobody. Why? They wouldn't believe you. I know my car has run on fumes before. But don't see me telling people about that because sometimes, well, I know that for a fact. I know it myself. I'm trying to tell nobody. Have mercy. Just run out of gas. Yeah. You ready? Laboring at ease, getting more than ever. Laboring, that's what the scripture is. Laboring at ease, getting more than ever. Sit down a minute. I'm going to tell you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3:9. Laboring, in other words, no, ain't no hard labor. You know, hard labor, ain't nothing, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with no hard labor. Labor, see, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Laboring easy. I see people in ministry. They're just hustling and bustling. I'm just sitting on the bench. And I ain't waiting on no bus. I'm just taking a break. They're just hustling and bustling. And you know, a lot of them guys don't understand how I'm doing what I'm doing. You know how I'm doing what I'm doing? I'm not doing it. See, I'm the postman. I work for the post office. He gives the mail. I deliver the mail. He blesses it. I got large ministers. Puzzle. Having meeting. Large man. What are you doing? Where he at? Went off the radar. What 1 Corinthians 3:9 say? What? I got a question. Do God really labor? What would big God have to labor? So what that voice is telling you? You got it made. Because you're working with someone who do not have to labor. I got that, boy. I just got it, though. I just got it. See, quit all that labor and you're with me.
Right.
You and I can make it happen.
Right. Come on, Dad.
Say, God and I can make it happen. I don't have to hustle.
I don't have to
be in a bustle.
I don't have to be in a bustle.
All I do is trust God.
All I do is trust God.
Do what I see He do.
Do what I see He do.
Man, I got it made. I'm even laughing with you or at you. You don't understand. You hooked up with God. You hooked up with Almighty. You hook up with El Shaddai. You hook up with Jehovah. You hook up with I am who I am. Tell them I am sent you. Then you know we got the classic. Then Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 through 30, that's the classic. Yeah. And we come to the understanding of the classic, that the classic worked by revelation. Yeah. 27, turn to Matthew 11, I got to close, boy. Uh-huh. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Look at the 27th verse. We've been missing that verse. We're jumping to the mother verse. All things are delivered to me of my Father. No man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now, we go back to our beginning with the supernatural. The supernatural works by revelation. So the reason you don't see a whole lot of supernatural, because it's not a whole lot of revelation. Are you following me? But you qualified for revelation. Why? Because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. This is a revealed life. This is not just a red life. See what I'm saying? This is a reveal light, life, and red don't always mean stop. Green don't always mean go. It's whatever the Spirit revealed to you at a given moment. Now you read that, you read the 27th verse, you're my new member. Read the 27th verse, Matthew 11:27, yeah. All right. Uh-huh.
Save the Son, and
Not a supernatural son. The supernatural is just what it is. It's super over the natural. It's over reasoning. It's over situation. It's over circumstances. When the supernatural step in out of the Word of God, give you a revelation, and you start walking in that revelation, everything starts changing because the system can't stop you. Your senses can't stop you. Satan can't stop you. Nobody else can stop you. You're walking in another dimension. And the church, we got to go there. I mean, the way things get, we got to go there, partner. And you got to walk in another dimension. That's the supernatural. But it got to come on revelation. Then he says in the 28th verse now, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy. There it is.
Yes, sir.
And my burdens are what?
Right. Right. My.
What do you say? Hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to close, man. Now, you want me to give you another one?
Yes,
sir. I see some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all just ready to go. Your cameo ready to go. Some of y'all come here like go to, some people go to bed ready to roll. Go to bed with their clothes on. Get up, you know, man got to get up early. You go to bed with all their clothes on. Jump up and say, let's go. You're going to brush your teeth here today. You want to hear this. Watch this. You want to hear this. This is going to change your life. Listen. Listening on a frequency that hears God's voice at all times. That's what the supernatural is. You get to the bit where you listen on a frequency that you can hear God's voice at all times. Wow. Do you know what that means?
Yes,
in every situation, Monday, Thursday, anytime something come up, the job call or somebody else called or somebody in the hospital, emergency room, whatever, you're on a frequency.
Yes. Yes.
Where you can hear God's voice, how to handle this.
Yes.
Settle down. I got it. I know the facts say it's not going
to
happen, but I'm not dealing with facts. Look at John 10:3 quickly. John 10:3. It might be the last one I'll give you right here. John 10:3 today. John chapter 10, verse 3. To him the port is open, and the sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name, and what? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Verse 4. Oh, but you can't lose that, man. What? Go to the fifth verse. Ho, 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 ho. Every time something come against you, that's a stranger. Don't you follow up a problem? Don't you follow up no defeat. That's not your voice. You listen to the voice that has a solution for every problem. Read that fifth verse quicker, because I'm going to give you another one. All right, quickly, jump to the 27th verse. My sheep. Woo, glory to God. Come on, give me the 27th verse. Come on, give me the 27th verse. Stop getting nervous back there. Move. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And I ain't taking no mess. So when they follow me, ain't going to be no mess. That's all that's all. Y'all got to read thinking. You can't just. And then Isaiah 50:4. Isaiah 50:4 is kin to Matthew 11:28-30. There have to be a learning process. But learning, listen children, learning in another realm. Don't let worldly talk talk you out your walk. Know God said, what he meant, and he meant what he said, and no matter how things look around you.
Thank you, Father.
See, because when you have the ear of the learned, you have the tongue of the learned. Look what his voice said. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Look what he said. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh my ear to hear as the learned.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Listen on a frequency to hear God's voice at all times, or hear God's voice every time. It's a frequency. It's a prayer frequency. It's a praise frequency. It's a worship frequency. It's an honor frequency we're talking about. That you honor the Lord. It's a pure frequency. It's a repentance frequency. Lord, I missed it. I'm sorry. See that ear come right back open. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hide nothing. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any way wicked in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. See, I'm always here. I'm always ready to hear what God says. See, you ever make a mistake? Yes, but I hurry. As soon as the Holy Spirit tell me about it, I get back right. So my ears can be open to what the Lord is saying. We have to stop playing with lack and debt. All right? Now, I'm going to give you one of my life lessons for the offering today. Letting the anointing move all lack, canceling all debt, entering into plenty permanently. Want me to say it again?
Yes,
letting the anointing move all lack, canceling all debt, entering in to plenty permanently. How many want that?
Amen.
All right. Quickly, two scriptures. Then we're going to receive the offering. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. These are the entrance voice to that. When the Holy Ghost give me that, the two voices give me. Because the first part of John 10:10 is the enemy is stealing your money. He's stealing your blessing. And you have to learn to use the sword of the Spirit to stop him. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus gave his announcement. I am come that you might have life. How? Have more abundantly. And I tell people, don't talk to me about no abundant life without no money. Here, I got the Holy Ghost. Go spend him at the store. Holy Ghost no better than that. And then Ephesians 3:20. Tell us, we let this power work in us. We obey God, do what God said do. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I give you this word. Letting the anointing move all lack and canceling all debt, entering into plenty permanently. What that say? That come from money cometh, so I'll never be broke another day in my life. Once money cometh, manifest, I'll never be broke another day in my life. And money cometh does not manifest little. It manifests plenty. When you see a financial deliverer who is delivered, and I mean, oh, many people here know where I came from, especially Lady Audrey when she was here. They know where I come from. Bob, Joe know where I come from. Because, I mean, they helped me when I first started. They sent me on vacation and helped move the furniture in my new house, some of these guys. They know where I came from. I came from broke. Too blessed. So I'm not telling you secondhand information. He'll do it for you. How would your life be if you go into permanent, plenty permanently? You had the right church. You connected with the right anointing. It must happen. Are you following me? Now, you know, you got to give your tithes and you got to sow your seed. Well, what the ma'am left? What the amen all that left?
Amen.
Oh. The ma'am left. So let's get ready to do that. But I'll pronounce that on you. Get your envelope and go ahead and do what you're going to do. But I'll pronounce it. Letting the anointing move all lack, canceling all debt, entering into plenty permanently. Say it out.
Money coming.
To me now. Let's go to the other end now.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. Because my money has a mission.
For the purpose.
Will.
Will.
And plan of God.